The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Because one show's not enough. You heard just Mission Minded a few minutes ago, and now Bite by Bite, a show specific to the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's the CEO of that wonderful organization down there in Montgomery, and of course also Feeding America. Something that you are very, very good at is collaboration. And collaboration inside your business and outside your business. You want to talk about that today on Bite by Bite. What you got?
Yes, it's just absolutely essential in the nonprofit world that because you know, you can't, if you have just ungodly amount of resources, then yeah, you can operate in a vacuum and still be effective. But the reality is, while most nonprofits still try to do kingdom building and do everything, it's much smarter to reach out to people who are in the same, touching on the same area or affecting the same people, maybe not in the same way, and say, yeah, your resources are here. My resources are here. So a great example is we partner with the YMCA locally here in the Montgomery area. Mm-hmm. And kids, so they offer the programming. Kids and parents come there lots of times on scholarship because they may not have the financial wherewithal to be able to support that. And so we do a lot of meeting, especially in a on the poor side of town. We'll take our produce market, our mobile market, and open that up and allow them to take fresh produce and take it home and, you know, fill their their refrigerators up. But instead of us trying to go out and find an audience, they already have an audience. These people are coming in. They're already identified as people with needs. So why not, you know, work together? And then we cross promote each other. And what donors see is they love that because they feel like that they're getting more bang for their donor dollar.
Sure.
And so lots of times it's but it has to be very deliberate. It doesn't come naturally. A lot of people say, oh, well, my concern is that I'm going to lose control. Rather than look at it and say, you know what, here's what we do. Here's what we do well. Who can we partner with that doesn't do exactly what we do, but is affecting the same audience that we are in a different way? How can we come together and have a greater impact on those that we serve? And then again, figure out what that looks like and then cross promote it and just do all those things. And what you'll find is that it's a shared mission. It's a shared passion. You, like I said, you get more bang for your dollar, and it really is just an efficient and effective way to operate your programming, operate your nonprofit. One of the things that I talk about is I feel like that everybody should have in every program. So I'll just speak about us in every department. I tell them the standard for everything we do is excellence. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have to sit down and figure out what does that, we have to define it. What does excellence look like? What's the standard? I mean, what's the metric or the goals? And we determine that for everything. And sometimes we find, hey, we're only a little bit away from the metrics. I mean, we're just under excellence. And sometimes we're looking like, man, mm-hmm. we got a long way to go. And especially on the long way to go, and we're like, okay, well, let's look out across the community and see, first of all, is somebody doing something that we do that's doing it better than we are? Let's collaborate and learn from them.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? I see somebody who's in our space and they, man, they're wasting a lot of money. Let's invite them to come along inside of us. So you've got people with the right hearts. They have the right mindset. They might not be doing it as well. They might be doing it better, but just getting in the same space and brainstorming, sharing ideas, sharing purpose here, it can rejuvenate people. It can get people excited, new ideas, new ways of doing it. And all of that comes from just a spirit of, I'm willing to work with anybody. I'm trying to help food insecure people. Maybe people are coming along trying to help them from a different health perspective or a mental health perspective. And if I'm out there gathering up people, yeah, come along. Let's do it together. Let's have the greatest impact because that's good for who we're serving. It may not always be best for me. I might have to share the limelight. I might have to share some resources, but it's a more impactful way of helping others. And last thing I'll say is going back to the excellence. Once we determine what excellence is, then we say, okay, what's the least expensive way we can do excellence?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to stay excellent. And so, but the question is, how do we do it the most efficient and effective way without sacrificing the standard of excellence? And it requires an ongoing learning mindset, an ongoing collaborative mindset. And sometimes collaboration can just be nothing more than just getting CEOs from other nonprofits mm-hmm. or getting program directors or getting just common people in the room and just talking and brainstorming and thinking outside the box together.
I love it. I love it. HAFB.org. They do such wonderful work down there. Heart of Alabama Food Bank. He's the CEO, Michael Coleman. Michael, thank you so much. Until next week, I appreciate you.
All right, my friend.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.